Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Quite a bit to cover today. Let's not beat around the bush, eh? Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If anyone out there wants to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. First, a correction. The other day I said that Yang ended talks for a cabinet position, but he actually just said he ended talks for a position in the Biden administration, which isn't necessarily a cabinet role. Got a bit ahead of myself there. We don't really know exactly what it was. I also said that Yang could not run for president if he becomes mayor. Apparently, that is also not entirely true. His term would overlap, but I'm told that he could relinquish his position as mayor early, handing it off to the deputy mayor if he chose to run. That did not occur to me because that seems like dereliction of duty to me. It seems wrong, but it's possible and maybe would be for the best. I doubt the city would appreciate it, though. The FBI claim that they've been attempting to vet all 25,000 National Guard members in D.C. for Biden's inauguration tomorrow. So far, 12 members have been removed from inauguration duty in an abundance of caution due to ties with right-wing militia groups, extremist views, criminal records, or other concerns. There's a viral video floating around from Matthew Cook where he eloquently lays out the situation of Trump supporters and entreats them to wake up and rejoin civilized society. It's a moving piece, but I want to temper that it's unlikely to convince many MAGA to recant their ways. As we've discussed at length, they are in a cult mentality. Reason and logic do not permeate far into that bubble. In fact, a lot of research suggests that challenging religious beliefs with logical arguments generally serves only to put the believer on the defensive and reinforce their commitment. Yang talked about this in his podcast when discussing Ezra Klein's book. Like it or not, this is a battle of emotion more than intellect, as politics so often is. While some have managed to successfully deprogram people in hate groups and cults, it is a long and complicated process and one driven mostly by empathy and facilitating of acceptance. There's no method I'm aware of for deprogramming masses of people. It may be that social media companies and the election are taking the only effective measure available right now, which is to reduce exposure to the cult leader. It will be left to the rest of us to try and fill the void with something more humane and sane. Now that the elections are over and McConnell won't be facing the Trump mob at polls for quite a while, McConnell finally feels safe to do what he should have done from the start, admit that the voter fraud claims were lies. Quote, "The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people, and they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like." End quote. He neglects to mention, of course, that he was one of those powerful people helping Trump push those lies. It's always a shell game with Mitch. Pun intended. In lighter news, pun also intended, it appears that the latest seditionist to face corporate backlash is the CEO of MyPillow? No, not the CEO of MyPillow personally. I'm not that big time. The CEO of the pillow-branded MyPillow. Apparently, he's been quite busy spreading the gospel of Trumpism, including voter fraud lies and claiming Trump will be the president for the next 4 years, even after the attack on the Capitol. He now finds himself dumped by Bed Bath & Beyond and other retailers. He's also being sued, along with 150 other people, by Dominion Voting Systems for claiming their voting machines were manipulated. Strange times. Dominion might end up making more money from suing seditionists than from selling their product. Either way, Lindell will likely be crying into his pillow by the time it's all done. Economic data from December of last year shows that only one-third of those who lost income got help from unemployment insurance. Just one more piece of evidence that conditional aid is terribly ineffective compared to universal programs. Cleet Keller, two-time Olympic gold swimmer, turns out to be one of the uninvited visitors at the nation's capital on January 6th. It's not known exactly why he was in the crowd, but he had fallen on hard times following his exit from the sport. Quote, "I found the real-world pressure much more intimidating and much more difficult to deal with because I went from swimming to having three kids and a wife within a year, and so the consequences of not succeeding were very, very real. And if I didn't make a sale, or if my manager was ticked off with me, or if I got fired, oh shoot, you have no health insurance. It's very concrete, end quote. In Olympic sports, athletes often become famous for a couple weeks every 4 years, are heralded as national heroes, and then quietly slip away into the shadows where they often fall apart and suffer in obscurity. Keller's tale is one of many that could have been helped by universal counseling and mental health services, as well as guaranteed income. Being freed from that burden of his career being a lifeline for him and his family would have made a world of difference in his mental health, his quality of life, his opportunities, and probably his vulnerability to radicalization by a character such as Trump. By the way, did I mention that Elon Musk surpassed Jeff Bezos recently to become the richest man in the world? Musk's wealth, almost all of it from stock in Tesla, has skyrocketed from somewhere around $40 billion to $185 billion in just a couple of years. His reaction to the news? Quote, "How strange. Well, back to work," end quote. Well, would you look at that? Enough money to easily live out the rest of his life in luxury and still working? How strange. Yang revisited The View, did a Q&A with students, and has been doing near 24/7 canvassing around New York City to learn more and meet people. That's meet people as in get to know his constituents, not as in, like, meeting singles in your area. Nothing to worry about, Evelyn. You can check those out in the links below. Good news, Democratic leadership in the Senate have reconfirmed their commitment to passing the democracy reform legislation, H.R. 1, as top priority. The only barrier left will likely be the filibuster. We may need to see legislation passed to remove it before H.R. 1 or any of the other reforms desperately needed to prevent the country from self-implosion can pass. It's incredibly corrosive to democracy and the health of the nation to have a dead legislative branch. Make sure to sign the petition in support of H.R. 1 in the links. I've also included the thread explaining all the reasons the filibuster needs to go in case you missed it or want to help by sharing it out again. More good news, we were right about the co-chairs of Yang's campaign announcing on MLK's birthday. Martin Luther King III endorsed Yang and announced his joining of the campaign as co-chair, as did Congressman Richie Torres yesterday. A strong team, to be sure. Of course, yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the one day that people half-heartedly bandy about words of unity, love, peace, and civil rights while ignoring or ignorant of the actual policies and changes that MLK advocated for, including a guaranteed income. Aja Brown, mayor of Compton, however, wrote a brief article on the state of the nation and what she and others are doing to honor MLK's fight to end poverty, including the unconditional income trial they call the Compton Pledge. Quote, "It has never been harder for an American to realize the American dream. For the first time in our nation's history, children are projected to earn less, shoulder more debt, and live shorter lives than their parents. This is not progress. These are not the outcomes of a thriving nation. For those privileged to have never experienced poverty, the best way I can describe it is living in a pressure cooker. The perpetual stress of surviving against systemic obstacles and earning enough to maintain shelter, food, and the basic necessities of life while raising children abounding with love, hope, and dignity is a weight that can suffocate the most spirited soul, brilliant mind, and hopeful heart. In my city, we are calling for the immediate abolition of poverty. This should not be radical. The radical position is to accept a reality in which millions of people are living in abject poverty." End quote. From MLK himself, quote, "If a man does not have an income, he has neither life nor liberty, nor the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. I am now convinced that the simplest approach will prove to be the most effective. The solution to poverty is to abolish it directly by a now widely discussed measure, the guaranteed income." End quote. Never forget that what we are fighting for is not cash, it's not politics, it's not a luxury, it is the fundamental freedom to live, to be free, to pursue our own purpose in life. It is what America has always been about, but never fully achieved. I hope that you shared that dream with others yesterday. I hope you'll share it with others every day and continue to educate people on King's full legacy, his full vision for society. It's a vision that is within our grasp to make real, closer than it's ever been since his time. Let's see it through, gang. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the UI data and Yang's co-chair announcements. Spread awareness of MLK's dream. Start recruiting and educating for the fight for an end to the filibuster and for passing H.R. 1. Sign the H.R. 1 petition. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.